This is the good stuff. That's right. Thank you so much. It's Kim and Mike.
Best Rodeo, No Bull. Yep, that's Days of 76, the 102nd annual event in Deadwood, South Dakota, starting July 21st and running through the 27th. Make sure you mark down Friday, July 26th at 1:30 and Saturday, the 27th at 10 a.m. for the historic parade in downtown Deadwood. And of course, the 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. It's daysof76.com for more information.
And local, national, or international livestock industry news. Tri-State Livestock News. They are the source. Livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections. There is so much to find in Tri-State Livestock News. You need to get your subscription now. They also have stories, sales reports, updates. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska this year or plan next year's trip. The Niobrara National Scenic River, number one river adventure in the Midwest and one of the top 10 in the nation for canoeing, kayaking in Backpack Magazine. And don't forget the Nebraska Star Party coming up at the end of July. Check that out at visitvalentine.com.
I got the strangest recording when I called the phone company the other day. It said, "You have been connected to the correct department on the first try. This is against company policy. Please hang up and try again."
No way would that work out.
I know it. Oh, and the curvy redhead limped into the doctor's office complaining about a tricked knee. The doctor stooped down, peered at the knee, and asked, "Now, what's a joint like you doing in a nice girl like this?"
Oh, gee. The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. That saddle bronc match is August 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. So the gates open at 11 o'clock. Don't miss the evening events the night before August 2nd at 6 p.m. at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, Medora, North Dakota. Go to hotrnd.com for more details.
Reasons not to assault a ranch woman.
Not to assault a ranch woman.
That's right. Okay. I think you'll find these valuable. Violence does not scare us. We ride 1,500-pound horses and stare down an alley full of mad, snot-slinging cows that weigh over 800 pounds. We've held down calves that outweigh you by four times. Don't try to intimidate us. Most of our husbands stand a head and shoulders taller, outweigh us by 100 pounds, and we're not scared of them. Why would we be frightened by someone who can't keep their pants up? Every time we work cows, our husbands threaten us if we don't get out of the gate. They threaten us if we don't stay in the gate. We are pretty much not impressed by these threats. Plus, if you get much closer, we may give you some threats of our own to consider and be able to back them up. "Don't wave that knife at me, boy. I castrate when we brand. Throw the mountain oysters on the fire and eat them, dirt and all." You probably don't want to go there. "Don't threaten to steal my pickup. I work for a living, so have insurance." The chances of you being able to drive a standard are next to none, and there is no spare. I've walked home from the back side of the ranch. I can walk from here. You want my purse? Take my purse. It has little money in it because, as I mentioned, I work for a living. You will find various receipts for feed and vet supplies, some dried up gum, and the notice for my next teeth cleaning. The only drugs you will find is something that is either aspirin or a calf scours pill, but it's been in there so long, I've forgotten which it is. Don't threaten to hurt me. I may look old and fragile to you, but I can ride horseback for 12 hours with nothing to eat or drink. I've been kicked, bucked off, ran over, and mucked out. I've had worse things happen to me in the corrals than you have experienced in the little gang wars you've been through, and still cook supper for a crew. You may whip me, son, but you'll be a tired, sore guy in the morning. And yes, I will remember your face because I am used to knowing which calf belongs to which cow. I'll also remember which direction you went and what you were wearing because I've tracked many a cow with less information than you're giving me. You are not going to scare me with that little Saturday night special when I have a .38 in my boot. You need not think I won't shoot you. I've shot coyotes and numerous rattlesnakes. I put down my horse when he broke his leg and shot my pet dog when he killed some sheep. Don't think I won't consider you a rabid dog and go on my way. Welda McKinley Grider was raised as a ranchwoman and knows many and would pity the thug that tried to rob them. Reasons not to assault a ranchwoman. And it's all part of the good stuff.